Module 7, Life Coaching Tools and Techniques. A good life coach will implement several different tools and techniques in order to assist their clients. The key is to focus their attention on the client and the client's needs. This can include using tools such as flexible sessions, assessments, and self-tracking tools. Using a variety of tools and techniques can help the client become more successful during their sessions and improve their self-awareness and confidence. Goal tracking. The key to every client-life-coach relationship is the use of establishing goals and creating targets. A great life coach will help their clients track their progress by using goal tracking. Oftentimes, a goal requires many steps to be completed in order to be accomplished. So a life coach can help the client visualize their progress and feel confident about reaching their end goal or target. Goal tracking can be done in a variety of ways, such as journaling or writing, electronic tracking, or even one-on-one meetings to have discussions and progress meetings. Clients will feel more empowered when they are able to track their goals and check off each step as they accomplish them. They will be more confident in themselves as they are able to track their own goal progress and determine what steps they would need to take in the future. Journaling. Journaling is a therapeutic tool that can be helpful in many areas in life. In life coaching, it can be helpful for the client to track his progress and document any kind of ideas, opinions, or feelings they may have had during the process. Journaling is most commonly used as a relief tool, meaning the client can be free to record any stress or anxiety they may have without a fear of being judged. It allows them to vent any frustrations they could be experiencing and identify things they want to change in their lives. For the life coach, journaling can be a great tool to use in order to help see how the client is moving along and how they are feeling along the way. Although some journaling may be private, establish a journal that can be shared between the two of you, so that the life coach can not only monitor the client's progress, but ensure that both of you are on the same page. Life coaching assessments and forms. When a client begins a life coaching journey, they not only need to track their goals, but they need to assess their progress along the way. A life coach will utilize a number of various types of assessments and forms that the coach or the client can use to help assess how they are doing and determine any strong or weak areas. Typically, forms and assessments should be used from the beginning to the end of your time with your client. They can be done in a number of forms, such as paper or written assessments, formal evaluations, discussions, or even some form of electronic tracking, such as on a blog or mobile application. Whichever tool or assessment is used can depend on the client and what methods they best respond to. After all, the purpose of these tools is to help the client recognize and progress toward their goal by seeing how far they have come already and giving them the confidence to keep moving forward. Homework assignments and action items. Most people don't like homework, but it can be a useful tool for times when the life coach and client are not in a meeting, such as between sessions. Homework assignments and action items are a great tool to not only exercise the client's mind, but also hold them accountable for their own progress. Creating that accountability helps your clients commit more to the process and allows them to reach their goals more quickly. It allows the client to be more in control of their own progress and how they eventually reach their goals. Common homework assignments and action items include tools such as journaling, conducting research, and even creating some sort of visual progression, such as a chart or graph. The life coach must ensure that they are offering feedback on the client's homework or action items in order to let them know what is working for them and what may not be. Case study. James is a new life coach and has signed up with his first client, Clark. Rebecca is mentoring James to make sure he is successful in helping his first client. Clark has come to James to get help with his career and personal relationships. His client would like to find a career path that he enjoys. He doesn't currently like his job, but he is lost on what he should be doing. Clark also wants to get his life together so that he can eventually settle down with someone and get married. He wants a family and he needs help identifying his goals. Rebecca suggests to James that Clark uses a journal and conduct personal research on job areas he would enjoy. She also suggests that James offer Clark feedback on his goals and offer him plenty of support and encouragement. James is sure, with Rebecca's suggestions, that he can help Clark meet his goals.